Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, can we talk Clint Hurdle for just 1 minute, Chris, as you were around him earlier this month?
Yeah, my buddy.
I think you and him are at odds just a little bit on some stuff. But Clint Hurdle, right? He's going to enter into this year as a Pirates manager. He's been here since 2011, so this would make his eighth year, right? He's been at the helm for 7 years. Wait, let me get this right. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7 years. He's above 500 as Pirates manager, which to think of a decade ago, someone above 500 as Pirates manager, you want to carry them on your shoulders down Grant Street every day. But I think fundamentally is I saw a billboard today, April 2nd or whatever is the home opener. I was driving on 28, and I'm thinking like, wow, like that's going to be here before we know it. But to talk Hurdle, is the message, are there enough new guys where his message is still good? Or are there too many veterans where his message needs to be recalibrated and changed?
Here's what I'm worried about, and not worried about, but what I wonder about, honestly, because when I was down there, he openly admitted he doesn't really go into the clubhouse anymore. Like, he leaves that to the players, right? Okay, when he first got here, and this was a really young, inexperienced team looking to find its way, he was in the clubhouse a lot.
Yes, he was in 2011 and 2012. Absolutely was.
Okay, this team, again, is a really – I mean, other than your Freeze, your Harrison, Nova, a handful of guys are veterans. But for the most part, the core of this team is pretty inexperienced. You're talking Bell, Tyone, guys like that who are the future core of this team. If they're not in there getting that from him – they're getting the veterans' translation of it then. And the veterans' translation of it may not be the same now as it was 5, 6 years ago. David Freeze has been around the block. Josh Harrison has been around the block now. Sean Rodriguez, all these guys, Yvonne Nova, they've been around the block now. They've heard this stuff.
Because and what I hear is that there's a bunch of opening day tickets that are still for sale. Mm-hmm. What I heard in the offseason was David Freeze and Josh Harrison both speak. You didn't take that positively in what they said about the organization. So, are guys going to hear a message from the manager, or are guys going to hear a message from the veteran?
That's my point. I think they're hearing it from the veteran. And this isn't to say that the veterans are poisoning the clubhouse. I don't want to. I think Ron wrote about it like 3 weeks ago about how it's toxic in the club. It's not toxic in the clubhouse. It's not. The veterans are still mentoring the young guys, even young guys who they'll never be on the same team with. Josh Harrison working with Kevin Kramer at second base, for example. They're still good veterans, but the manager is not in the room every day conveying this message that when he conveyed it 6 years ago to a group of young guys, it did resonate.
I'm so glad you said exactly what you said and how you described it, because you were just down there around this baseball team. That's why I think Hurdle has, and people always talk about his motivational skills and his, I think he's graduated to a CEO of the baseball club.
Yeah.
That is just happens to be the on-field manager, and not necessarily that. I mean, obviously, as a tactician, you have to be in-game, but I don't feel as if it's this collegiate manager anymore.
And I don't know who that guiding light is anymore in that clubhouse. No offense to any of the assistants on the staff. Dave Jouse is a great guy, but Dave Jouse isn't going into the clubhouse and firing anybody up, giving a rah-rah speech. Banny's not around anymore,
right,
and when you look at the turn and the decline in this team again, some of it lines up with Banny not being around, perhaps. I mean, Searidge is great with the pitchers, but that's half the ball club. I don't know who that guiding light, who that motivational voice is around these young guys anymore.
Whenever you have two guys who are in Harrison and in Freeze, who you looked at that were going, you thought, well, they're going to help these guys. And then two of them kind of blew up this whole organization, blew it up in the offseason. Jordy Mercer doesn't have it within him to be that. He just goes about his business.
Yeah.
He's the ultimate get stuff done, lead by example guy that there's ever been in baseball. Just lead.
And Marte and Polanco don't have it in them either. And that's not because they're Latin. People latch out to that stereotype all the time. They're just not. They'll lead a little bit by example. Yeah, they'll go out and they'll work.
So
between the lines.
I was thinking this through. Like, this might have to be Josh Bell stepping out of his MO.
And what I liked is he's already showing that kind of stuff. Like, he sat next to Moran at Pirate City in that clubhouse, and Colin Moran followed him around like the little puppy dog following around the big dog. And he did the same with Cole Tucker, who was in Major League camp until yesterday. Josh Bell taking Cole Tucker into the cage to work with him off the tee and show him different things.
It might be Josh Bell being like, hey, I really don't want to do this this early in my career, but you know what? The hell with it. I got to be the vocal guy. I got to step up. I don't know what the Pirates record's going to be. We'll predict them in a couple weeks.
Right.
They're not going to be that good. But it could be an opportunity for some people like, hey, for Josh Bell in particular, this time has got here quicker than I anticipated, but I only have one crack at doing this right. I'm the vocal leader and the guy right now, and maybe I should just grab it.
And I think he's still a step behind where Tyone is. When I talked with Tyone the day after the freeze stuff came down, and he basically said, yeah, I hear what David's saying, but I'm not at that point. Tyone's like union rep kind of quality personality and guy who can take the clubhouse under his wing and lead it by example despite being one of the young guys who hasn't proven himself on the field yet.
It's a very interesting dynamic. I know we've agreed on a lot of things this segment. I think that's the thing that we agree on the most.
This team could win 66 games this year. They could somehow pop up and win 80. I really think, and I think they're somewhere in the middle there, obviously, but that's why it's interesting to me. They could go sideways real quick, or they may stay close the whole way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.